I speak to you in the name of God, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The story of Martha and Mary. The story from Amos about what was going on in the time of Amos, what was happening in the community, and what was happening for the people at Colossae. These are all very rich readings from Holy Scripture, and all have a pertinence to us living in 2016. Let's start with Amos. The writing of Amos has got various dates, but I would put it about 3,000 years ago. And Amos is speaking to a time where the people were not putting in their lives the true emphasis of what it meant to be a spiritual person. They were very much concerned with consumerism. He is writing here and saying, you can hardly wait for the Sabbath to be over so you can get back to selling stuff. You want to go to open your stores and get on with life, and you think that worshiping God is just a pain. It's not that way. You need to have a centrality of spirituality in your lives. And if you don't, you will be in trouble. Don't have pretend spirituality. Have the spirituality connected with God who creates us all. That's part of what Amos is saying here in this reading. And then we fast forward up to the time of Paul. Now the Paul, remember that there's three Pauls, all writing, all whose books are contained in the Bible. By the way, the Bible, the word means Bible, is not one book. Bible means library. Library of sacred texts. So there are 66 sacred texts bound together in a book we call the Bible. Bible means library. Biblos en français. The bibliothèque. So it is books. So there are three Pauls who have their books put into the Bible, the New Testament. Just for a little clarification. And this is the middle Paul. There was the first Paul, who was very kind of radical and inclusive, kind of a Bernie Sanders type of guy. And then there's a more conservative Paul that we are reading about today. And then there's a very ultra-conservative Paul who wrote at the last. They all use the name Paul. It gets confusing. But if you study it in Greek, you can see the difference quite clearly. But this is the middle Paul writing. And he is saying here to the little church of Colossae that you have to keep a focus on God. Not on magical things, but keep a focus on God and find God within yourself. Because if you chase after other things, you may forget all about God. God is important. You know, He's all the sun, all the day and day. I will make the sun go up and down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feast into mourning. Whoops, I'm reading Amos. Sorry. I keep thinking that Amos should be over here. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I'm now rejoicing in your sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. Paul said, I gave up everything to build the church, and I want you to stay with the focus on finding Jesus within you. You must find Jesus within you. Jesus is not out there somewhere. Jesus is in our midst and in each of us. And so the purpose for Amos is to keep following God. The purpose for Paul is to find Jesus within us and to keep a focus on that. And then we come to what's happening for Jesus when he's sitting down with Martha and Mary. You can imagine that Martha was very busy making sure everything was perfect. I remember going into a home once, and I was just doing a visitation, and the woman saw me coming, and she spent her whole time making sure that all the coffee cups were lined up just so, and all the handles on the coffee cups pointed in the same direction. And she spent her whole time worrying about that, and worrying about, was the fork and the knife exactly right on the other side of the plate, same distance from the placemat, all around the table. And we were talking about what was happening in the life of her spiritually, but she was more concerned about how things looked. In our story here, Martha and Mary, Mary is not helping Martha out. And Martha is getting a little teed. And she's saying, why come Jesus? Tell Mary to stop just being a meditator and praying. Let her get busy with us. I've got stuff to do here. And what does Jesus say? He says, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and upset about so many things, but only a few things are necessary. Really, only one. Mary has chosen the better part, and she won't be deprived of it. Being in prayer, making sure she's focused on God central in her life. The problem is that we have to have a balance. There was an old saying in Nova Scotia about people who are very prayerful, that they were so heavenly minded that they were no earthly good. And so you have to have a balance between being Martha and being Mary. And I think there's a Martha and a Mary in each of us. And what I invite you today on this day of July is to think about who you are in your Christian walk. Don't live our lives as if we were forgetting all about God in our lives and just working and worrying about the concrete everyday stuff of selling, earning, spending, whatever in our lives, and forgetting all about the spiritual connection. But we're also, I think, to balance that we have to live our lives in a very practical way. And what I hear being called to us today is, it's a balance. That everything we do, life should be a prayer. Whether we're intentionally on our knees or down on the floor or however we like to pray, sitting in a chair, maybe beside a flower bed or whatever it is, our meditative place, that's important. But we also have to get up and live our lives. So it's a call on a balance. I hear Amos saying, I know you have to live, but when you're focused on the worship of God, on Yahweh, do it. I hear Paul saying, find Jesus within yourself. It's not external, it's within us. And have Jesus within us and the love of God motivate and push us forward in everything we do, in our decision making, in our discussions, and how we live our lives. And I hear Jesus saying, there's a Martha and a Mary in each of us. We have to have a balance. But remember, it's not a bad thing to stay focused in prayer and in reading Scripture, as well as living our lives. So here we are in the middle of July. The gardens are calling us to weed them and water them. There's always things to do. There's vacations, guests coming, all of that. But I'm excited that we're all here together today, that we have made time in our lives to recognize God, the creator of all of us, who loves us, inspires us, and strengthens us to have a relationship with ourselves, with each other, our loved ones, and with God. So as we receive the sacrament this morning, I pray that we reconnect and recommit ourselves to being the people of God 24/7. And that as we live life and experience life, we look at life through the focus of being people of the redeemed family of God, the Christian people. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.